Okay, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, Boba Yom Amru. On that day, they said, so again, continuing the theme that we've had so far of discussing the various halachas that were discussed on that day that Rav Elazar ben Azariah became the new Nasi, the new Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Yavne. So among the halachas that they discussed, they tallied up the votes and voted and paskened on was the following. The Tanakh says, here's another one. Boba Yom Amran, that day they said, Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shalolishman, all kachim, all karbanos that were shechted, shalolishman, not for their name, meaning to say, whenever you bring a karban in the Beis Mikdash, so if you're a regular run-of-the-mill Yisrael who does something wrong, you might have to bring a karban chatas, or you might have to bring a karban ashim, depending on what it was that you did wrong. Let's say for a karban ashim, it might be that you had a na'a from kachim, from hektish. You had a na'a from, and so that you need to bring a karban mi'ila. For karban chatas, it could be that you accidentally violated Shabbos, so you'd have to bring a karban chatas. Or if you would just want to donate something to the Beis Mikdash, but you want to have a nice meal and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you might bring a carbon shlamim, you might donate a carbon shlamim, or when you come to be Ola L'Regel, so one of the carbonos that you have to bring is called the carbon Olas Re'ia, that when you show up in the Azar, you have to bring a carbon Ola, and that carbon Ola is entirely burned. So certain carbonos, like an Ola, is entirely burned. Carbon shlamim is, some of it is burned, but some of it is eaten by the Baalim. Carbon chatas, some of it's burned, but some of it's eaten by the Kohanim. Same thing, carbon asham. So, but either way, all these carbonos, you're not the person performing all the things that need to be done to the carbon, right? You bring the animal, you bring it to the Azara, and the Kohen, with the exception of maybe Shechita, the Kohen handles it. So he shechts it, somebody accepts the blood, takes the blood over to the Mizbeach, sprinkles it on the Mizbeach, they might chop up the animal, they'll have to do the skinning of the animal, they have to do the burning of the innards on top of the Mizbeach. All these different things were done by other people. So when you have Shechita, or maybe Kabbalah, or Halacha, when they accept the blood, or they bring the blood over to the Mizbeach, or they sprinkle it, so the Kohanim have to have very specific Kavanas. They have to have the right intentions, they have to have the right mindset as they're doing these Avodas. So when they're doing the Avodas that pertain to Dam, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika, all those things, they have to do, having in mind that this is a carbon, let's say if you bring a carbon ola, you're supposed to be having in mind, this is a carbon ola, and this animal is being brought by this specific person, is being done for this specific person. But let's say, when the Kohanim handle the carbon, they have the wrong intention. They think they're having in mind, they're shechting this animal, they're doing Kabbalah of the blood, or the Zrik of the blood, and they're thinking, oh, this isn't a carbonola, this is a carbon shlamim. They have the wrong kavana. Well, what happens now? So there's two things we have to figure out. Number one, is it a valid carbon? In other words, should we bother going through with the rest of the avodas, with the rest of the activities that pertain to this carbon, or is it just dead on the spot? It's no longer good. It no longer belongs in the Beis Mikdash. You messed up, and you have to start from scratch. You have to throw in the garbage. That's one thing we have to figure out. Number two is, even if I tell you that it was, that it's okay, that you can go ahead and finish off the rest of the protocol for a carbon, did the Baalim satisfy their chiyuv? Did they accomplish what they were supposed to accomplish? If I need to bring a carbon chatas because I accidentally or unknowingly violated Shabbos, and now I bring a carbon chatas to the Beis Hamikdash, and one of the Kohanim has the wrong kavana as he's doing one of these avodas, so do I have to bring a new carbon now? So that's what we're discussing right now. Boba Yom Amru. So on that day they said, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shloshman, all kachim, all karbanos that were shechted without the right Kavana, shalolishman, not for their name, meaning to say that the Kohen maybe had in mind that this wasn't a carbon ola, he thought it was a carbon shlamim, and really it was a carbon ola. So we say, ksheirim, those karbanas are kasher. Now, what does it mean that they are kasher? It means it's kasher to go through with the rest of the procedures. You can go ahead, you can sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, you can burn the innards on top of the Mizbeach, depending on what kind of carbon it is. So all those things, it is kosher. You can go through with the rest of the procedure. And by the way, if it's a carbon, let's say it's a carbon shlamim that you're supposed to bring, and the Kohen thought that it was a carbon ola that he was taking care of, and he had the wrong kavanas. He was thinking in mind the whole time that he was doing a carbon ola as he was doing the shechita, or as he was doing the the Kabbalah or the Halacha, etc. So the same thing there. The Bialim, it's a valid carbon. In other words, you don't have to throw in the garbage, and the Bialim can eat the meat. But now we have to answer the second question. Did the Bialim satisfy their chiyuv if they had a responsibility to bring a karbon chatas or a karbon asham or karbon ola? So do they accomplish what they were supposed to accomplish? Did they satisfy their obligation? So says the Mishnah, what they paskin on that day, they said, kol hazvachim shnei zuchus shelo lishman kishem, they are kasher karbonos, ela shelo alu labailim lishum chova. Just that the Bialim did not accomplish satisfying their obligation. Doesn't count for satisfying their obligation. The Bialim, yep, it's true, you can finish off the carbon, but they have to bring a different carbon to satisfy their chiv. Now, there are a couple exceptions, though. Chutz, with the exception of, chutz min ha-pesach, with the exception of a carbon pesach, u-min ha-chatas, an exception, and except for a carbon chatas. Now, wait a second. What does that mean, with exception of a carbon pesach and carbon chatas? What that would mean is, in other words, again, any carbon that was shechted shelo lishma is a kasher carbon. You can go ahead, finish off the process, but you don't accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish. You have to bring a different carbon to satisfy your obligation. With the exception of a carbon pesach and a carbon chatas, for these ones, if they were shechted shelo lishma, they're no good. They're no good at all. You have to throw them in the garbage. Now, when we say chutz min ha-pesach, when we say chutz min ha-chatas, so we mean ha-pesach bismano. That means specifically when a carbon pesach is being brought in its right time. Wait a second, what's the right time for carbon pesach? A carbon pesach is supposed to be brought on the 14th day of Nisan after chatzos. It's supposed to be brought on erev pesach, some point between chatzos and the evening. That's when you bring the carbon pesach. So if you, during the time that the carbon pesach is supposed to be brought, if it was shechted improperly without the right kavanas, so then we would say that it's pasul. The whole thing has to be thrown in the garbage. Same thing for now, but let's say you shecht the carbon pesach not bismano. Let's say you brought the carbon pesach randomly. Let's say you thought you'd jump, you'd get to the Beis HaMikdash early and avoid all the long lines. And so you come to the Beis HaMikdash on the 13th day of Nisan, and you shecht the carbon pesach shelo bismano. Well, now, wait a second. Let's say when the carbon pesach was being shechted, not in the right time, the kavana was that this is a carbon, this is some other carbon. So what the halacha then is that it automatically converts itself naturally into a carbon shlamim. It's treated like a carbon shlamim. All the halachas of carbon shlamim apply to that carbon. And therefore, it wouldn't be pasul when you have the wrong kavanas, because it morphs into a carbon shlamim. So again, for all kachim, generally, if they're shechta shalol shmam, they're fine. You can finish off the process, finish taking care of the carbon. You can eat them if they're meant to be eaten. But you didn't satisfy your obligation. You're going to have to bring a different carbon to take care of whatever obligation you have. However, there's two exceptions, carbon pesach and a carbon chatas. When you bring a carbon pesach in the right time, on the 14th day of Nisan after chatzos, between chatzos and the evening, so if you have kavana that it's some other carbon, it's no good. The whole thing is false. You have to throw the whole thing in the garbage. But let's say you shecht the carbon pesach shelo bismano. You decided to get ahead to avoid all the long lines and come to the Beis Mikdash early on the 13th day, and you get the carbon pesach shechted, but it's shechted without the right kavana, without the right thinking that it's some of the carbon. Well, then it wouldn't be possible. It's just, it naturally morphs into carbon shlamim. Fine. But what about a carbon chatas? The chatas b'chol zman. Same, but for a carbon chatas, if you bring a carbon chatas, you accidentally violated Shabbos. So now you bring a carbon chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. At any time of the year, if it was shechted shelo lishma, it's automatically going to be pasul. That's the first, this is how the Tanakhama, what he understood that they concluded on that day, that Rav Elazar ben Azariah became Rosh Yeshiva in Yavna. This is the halacha that he understood. That's what the Masorah that he had. Now, Rav Eliezer says, af ha'asham, also an asham, if an asham was shechted shelo lishma, if without the right kavanas, thinking that it's a different carbon, ha-pesach bismano v'achatas, and a karm pesach when it's shechted in its right time, and a chatas and an ashem at any time during the year. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is adding to the Tanakhama, and he's saying, or at least to the first presentation, that it's not just a chatas and a pesach that are the exceptions, it's also the ashem. The carbon ashem that's shechted shelo lishma, that also would be Pasal. So Karm Pesach, yeah, when it's shechted in the right time, if it's shechted Shalol Shema, it's no good. And Karm Chatas also, if it's shechted Shalol Shema at any time, it's also going to be no good. Fine. Now, Amar Reb Shimon ben Azai. Reb Shimon ben Azai says, Mekublani mipi shivim ushnaim zakin. I accepted from the 72 elders. Again, so what he's saying is, I have a Kabbalah, I have a Mesora, that from the 72 elders from over there who were, from the 72 elders who were there in Yavna when Rav Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, B'yom Shoshiva as Rav Elazar ben Azariah B'yeshiva, that in the day that they established Rav Elazar ben Azariah as Rosh Yeshiva, Shekol Hazvachim and Echal and Shenizbuchu Shaloshman, all karbanas that are meant to be eaten that are shechted Shaloshman, those karbanas, if they were shechted Shaloshman, Kesherim, then they're kosher. You can go ahead, finish off the process, and eat them. Just that they don't count for the owners, for the people for whom they're being brought, to satisfy their obligation. And they would have to bring a different carbon to satisfy their obligation. With the exception of a carbon Pesach, and with the exception of a carbon Chatas, if those things were shechted Shalosh Mam, they're pasul. Now, wait a second. So apparently, what's going on right now is that the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Azai have a difference of Mesorah for what exactly happened on that day when Rav Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi. It's a little bit of a difference between what they're saying now, what the halacha was about Zvachim that are shechted Shalosh Man. And that's what the mission finishes off by saying, Lo Hosef ben Azai, the only thing that ben Azai was adding on over here, that he was altering a little bit, to the words, to what the first opinion of the Mishnah had a tradition for, was Ela Ha'ola, just the Ola. It's just the carbon Ola that he was making a stink about. Meaning to say, the Tanakhama walked in and said that on the day that Rav Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, what they said was that any carbon that shechted Shalol Shema is kosher. You can go through with the rest of it, just you haven't satisfied your obligation, you have to bring a different one. And there are two exceptions, a carbon Pesach, carbon Chatas, maybe a carbon Asham, but either way, what they held is that any carbon, whether it's meant to be eaten, whether it's not meant to be eaten, is something that you can go at it, and it's not possible, you don't have to throw in the garbage. But Shimon Azai had a slightly different understanding. His Mesorah was, no, it's not any carbon, it's any carbon that's meant to be eaten. That's a carbon that when it's shechted Shalol Shema, you can go ahead and finish it off, take care of it, eat it, that's perfectly fine. But what about a carbon Ola? Carbon Ola he would disagree with. Carbon Ola, he would think that that's not true. A carbon Ola would be pasul if it was shechted Shalol Shema. But the Chacham did not agree to him. The Chacham did not agree to this point. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? What we basically said is that there is a machlokas in the Mesorah about what happened over here on the day that Rav Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi. What did they weigh in on regarding kachim that are shechted Shalol Lishma? According to the Tanakhama, any kachim, any carbon that shechted Shalol Lishma is perfectly fine to go through with the rest of it. It's a perfectly fine carbon, just finish it off in the Beis Mikdash. You don't have to throw it off, you don't have to throw it in the garbage, even though it was shechted with the carbon, the Kohen who was handling it thought it was something else maybe. It's perfectly kosher. It's just that you haven't satisfied your obligation. The Balaam are going to have to bring a different carbon. There are two exceptions according to the Tanakhama. Karbon Pesach, Karbon Chatas, when the Karbon Pesach is brought in the right time, if there were wrong kavanas, if it was Shechted Shalol Shema, or Karbon Chatas, if it was Shechted any time during the year, if it's Shechted Shalol Shema, it's going to be, they're actually going to be puzzle. Rabbi Eliezer says, actually, it's not just Pesach and Katas, it's also Karbon Asham. If that's Shechted Shalol Shema, it's puzzle. Rav Shimon ben Azai disagrees with the Tanakhama's presentation with his Mesorah for what happened on the day of Rav Elazar ben Azariah's appointment as Nasi. And he said, my Mesorah is actually that they said that any kachin that's meant to be eaten, that Shechted Shalol Shema is perfectly fine. You can finish it off, just it doesn't satisfy your obligation. The Balaam are going to have to bring a different carbon, with the exception of Karbon Pesach and Karbon Chatas. So the major difference between Rav Shimon ben Azai's understanding and the Tanakhama's understanding of what happened that day is with respect to a carbon Ola. That's the major disagreement. According to Rav Shimon ben Azai's version, what they were saying is that a carbon Ola is, if it's Shechted Shalol Shema, it's no good. And the Tanakhama disagreed with that. That even if an Ola is Shechted Shalol Shema, it's perfectly kosher. Okay.